You're the big man, I think. You're the big man, I think.
We're in a lot of trouble. Wake up.
This is all a conspiracy. Don't you know that it's a conspiracy?
Hey, everyone. It is Thursday, January 26, 2023. So, today in the headlines, some of the stories I'm going to be covering today. The mainstream media and politicians are starting to see things for what they really are. Growing suspicions arise about Hunter Biden's relationship with the communist Chinese intelligence apparatus. Some realization is also occurring around the latest provocation in the Ukrainian war. And it also continues to occur around the recent mass shootings in California, committed by two elderly Asian men with seemingly no connection between the two. So I'll be talking about these topics and more coming up right now. So we're going to start out here with the Wall Street Journal. House Republicans press for details of Hunter Biden's art sales. Now, if you weren't familiar with this, so Hunter Biden, when his father became president, Hunter Biden had to stop engaging with foreign states, with China, with Ukraine, and all these other places where he was making money in the influence peddling scheme. So the new Republican oversight panel wants testimony from art dealer of President's son next month. So the speculation is that the art sales, which were probably done by a real artist, not Hunter Biden, but the selling of these pieces of art were a cover for more influence peddling and possibly espionage, bribery, all sorts of malfeasance, because it didn't seem right. People were paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for Hunter's supposed art, where he is an unrecognized artist. So the lead just states House Republicans on Wednesday pushed for details about sales of Hunter Biden's artwork, an early move as they stepped up an investigation into the business deals of the president's son. So we all know what's going on here. The Democrats are painting it as the Republican House wanting to investigate family members of the president. It's not family members. It's Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and Joe Biden, according to documents on Hunter Biden's laptop and testimony from a former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, that led people to believe that there's an influence peddling scheme going on at the very least, and espionage at the very most. So the New York Post reports incredibly suspicious Hunter Biden email may be based on classified info, GOP senator, and I believe this is Ron Johnson, but I'll just read the lead here. Hunter Biden's email about Ukraine from 2014 looks suspiciously like it could have come from a classified information. A leading GOP senator said, if you didn't see the email, I believe they had it on Tucker Carlson, it wasn't in Hunter speak. Hunter has a certain way of writing and speaking, and this looked like it was almost cut and pasted out of a classified document or written verbatim, because it's using State Department language and that sort of diplomatic language that is used in classified briefings. So Ron Johnson, as I surmised, a Republican senator from Wisconsin, said that April 12, 2014 message to one of the first son's business partners resembles documents that the State Department gives members of the Senate when they travel overseas. It reads like one of those scene setters, highly detailed information in terms of Ukraine. It's all speculative at this point. But what they want to do is to see if this email, what's written in the email, is verbatim from some of the classified documents that have been recovered from the Biden home. So moving on to the next story involving Ukraine and the war in Ukraine, which is now a NATO war, as I talked about yesterday, CNN is even reporting that why sending Ukraine tanks represents a fierce new step by the West. So as I often mention, the West is trying to instigate or elicit a nuclear first strike from Russia. Most people don't even understand why people might want that to happen, and that is to decapitate the military might of the West, and that would put the Chinese system firmly in charge of a new world order. And it seems sort of self-defeating. They're like, why would the West want to decapitate its own military? And it's not really the West per se as much as it is globalists or the leading bankers and financial elite of the WEF. And the reality is this is all really a war on Western-style freedoms or Western liberty, the type of liberties that John Locke talked about in the 17th century, etc. And that was adopted by the U.S., specifically Jefferson, often referred to the writings of John Locke. And a lot of that went into the U.S. Constitution. It's about individual liberties and freedom. And so they want to do away with that for the New World Order because it's too messy. You can't have one moral person going out there and doing as they please, saying what they please, because you could certainly, one person could be a thorn in the side of the system, the establishment, or however you want to refer to it as. So even CNN here goes on to say, they talk here about after weeks of Poland and other NATO members openly pressuring Germany to permit the dispatch of Leopard tanks to Ukraine, finally it appears that the United States and some of its European allies will send armor, a move that was unthinkable months ago, to the front line against Russia. So it goes on to say what we talked about earlier. And that from Reuters here, Russia says tank promises show direct and growing Western involvement in Ukraine. Why do they say that? In this article by Mark Trevelyan, Russia on Thursday said it saw the promised delivery of Western tanks to Ukraine as evidence of direct and growing U.S. and European involvement in the conflict, making it a NATO conflict, as we stated yesterday. The Kremlin was reacting for the first time to the announcements by the United States and Germany on Wednesday that they would arm Ukraine with dozens of battle tanks in its fight against Russia. There are constant statements from European capitals in Washington that sending the various weapon systems to Ukraine, including tanks, in no way signifies the involvement of these countries or the alliance in hostilities in Ukraine. We categorically disagree with this, obviously. In Moscow, everything that the alliance and the capitals I mentioned are doing is seen as direct involvement in the conflict. We see this as growing on and on and on. So the Russians stated right out loud is that it's a NATO war now. It's obviously you have U.S. Special Forces fighting in Ukraine. One of the Navy SEALs ended up dead, and so they had to say he was AWOL. And you have Western weapon systems, Western guidance, satellite guidance of these weapon systems. So there is definitely direct involvement. And so we go on to Newsweek, which says Germany says the quiet part out loud about Ukraine war, and they directly refer to a parliamentary assembly of the Council of Europe in Strasbourg, France. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said, "We are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other." So she said the quiet part out loud is that it's obviously a NATO conflict, as it always has been, because NATO never changed their mission from defeating Russia, even when the Soviet Union collapsed. They just changed the word Soviet Union to Russia. So everybody is now seemingly attuned to the realities of both espionage involving the Biden crime family, NATO provoking a war with Russia and trying to elicit a nuclear first strike from Russia for a variety of different reasons. Obviously to blame Russia, to take over Russia, but also to decapitate the West militarily and to put the Chinese system firmly in charge of a new world order. The system, mind you, not China itself, perhaps. China hopes that it's itself, but Moving on. So in this acknowledgement of reality, even the Washington Post here says California shootings shared an oddity. Both suspects were senior citizens. The gunman who killed 11 in Monterey, California on Saturday, and the man suspected of killing 7 people at the Half Moon Bay area on Monday are among the oldest suspected mass shooters in U.S. history. And the two shootings happened 3 days apart. Those ages make two men extreme outliers. In general, elder individuals are more likely to become the victims of crime rather than be the perpetrators. Of course, this is the Washington Post, and it doesn't go into the fact that they were both Asian. Only later in the article, it says, mass killers motivated by workplace grievances, blah, blah, blah. It goes on to say it's not really... 2 days later, Zhao killed, lists their names, obviously their Asian names, and one of the guys' name was Yu Can Tran, so you too can be a tranny. Oh, tranny, I said tranny, I mean transsexual, sorry, didn't want to offend anybody there. But it goes on to say that these people are just old, but it doesn't refer to the fact that the oddity, of course, is that they're both old and these shootings happen 3 days apart from each other, both in the same state, but both these people were elderly Asian men and that they were seemingly unrelated. Well, how could something like this happen? Tran is the oldest person recorded using accused of carrying out a mass shooting at a public venue. It goes on about their ages. Who can Tran? Oh, he was born in Vietnam, so he's not Chinese. But the Chinese are, the Vietnamese are communist, who's said to be a regular at the two dance studios he targeted. Zhao had been living on the premises of the mushroom farm where he worked. But court records show Zhao was a subject of a temporary restraining order in 2013 when a former roommate and co-worker at the restaurant accused him of attempting to suffocate him with a pillow and threatening to kill him. My whole take on this is that... these guys were communist agents. Otherwise, it's too suspicious. Could be copycat. Could be set off, one by set off by the other. But if you looked at Tran, the first shooter, okay, he had a semi-automatic handgun with an extended magazine and a long silencer. So the extended magazine and the silencer are prohibited in California. That's the weapon of an assassin. That's not a weapon of somebody who just snaps and has a gun or gets a gun and goes and shoots a bunch of people. That is a weapon of assassin, especially with a suppressor on it. So moving on to other news from Axios exclusive, Facebook to reinstate Trump. They can't forbid a presidential candidate from being on social media. That's not like Facebook is becoming more lenient. They can't do that. They have to give equal opportunity to all candidates running for political office. So from the National Review, some people might have heard this. We haven't seen the video yet, but San Francisco judge orders release of Paul Pelosi attack video. So they were going to release the footage taken after the attack of Paul Pelosi despite objections by federal prosecutors. The footage includes Capitol Police surveillance cameras, interesting, and interviews police conducted with David DePapp, an alleged attacker. It also consisted of body camera footage showing from law enforcement officers that responded to the call and visited the Pelosi house in San Francisco. Over a dozen news organizations, including the New York Times, Washington Post, and NBC, joined together to file a collective lawsuit to access the evidence. You don't eliminate the public right of access just because of concerns about conspiracy theories. There are conspiracy theories because people don't believe that this happened the way it happened. I doubt very much it's going to show that David DePapp delivered a deadly blow to Paul Pelosi. We'll have to see the video. My belief on this whole thing is that it was contrived. That was an October surprise. Because they tried to blame DePapp as being some right-wing nut. And there is some familiarity there, so it's very strange. Also from Project Veritas, Pfizer director mutate COVID via direct evolution to continue profiting from vaccines. In other words, but they know this anyway, is that if you use CRISPR to engineer something, you're going to keep having mutations, and you have, you know, the directed evolution, but any evolution of a virus, it's going to mutate, and then they could refer to the new mutations at new strains, so you need new boosters, etc. It is a profit-making. The whole thing was all set up ahead of time. So from the Hill, Ukraine will now push for F-16 fighter jets, government advisor says. With main battle tanks from the U.S. and Germany now headed for Ukraine, Kiev is now focusing on securing modern jet fighters from the Western allies. Well, that doesn't surprise me, because McDonnell Douglas and all the other aerospace manufacturers, defense manufacturers, want to get in on the act. So why should they be left out? Like I said, this is just, it's a proxy war being fought by NATO against Russia. From Bloomberg, Biden has never been more under pressure from Congress to ban TikTok. We went over this a little bit yesterday. Josh Hawley introduced a bill to ban TikTok nationwide. It should be banned. I hope that the president takes it under consideration, but he won't, because he's super friendly with the Chinese, especially his son is. And I think a public service campaign might be better to try to advise Americans, or even scare Americans, dare I say, about the infiltration of Chinese intelligence and Chinese espionage going out throughout the country. But the Democrats will never allow this, because the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and the Democratic Party has been well infiltrated by the communist Chinese for some time. So from Vice, they're reporting even reality TV shows are being replaced by robots. MILF Manor, The Button, and Pressure Cooker all operate without a host, but at what cost? And it just goes on to talk about, you know, more robot takeover. I mean, what can you say about that? It operates without a host. What can you say about that? You know, the robots are taking over. You know, all corporations will try to reduce costs. See, a corporation is a Frankenstein monster. It is in itself a non-living entity that has all the rights of a human individual, but it's a monster, and all it does is feed on cash. So it doesn't have a soul, it doesn't have morals, it rarely deploys ethics, and corporations are onto itself a monster. And we'll get rid of everything that they can to improve the bottom line. They don't care about people's livelihood or whether you have a mortgage. They'll just shed people. And the people that operate the monster of corporations are the shareholders, because after all, the dividend checks go back to them. So the puppet is the corporation, but there are always people behind the corporation, and those are shareholders. And so if you have corporations there in your portfolio, the best thing to do is to look into it and see if they're acting morally. But what can you do about that? So that's it for me today, for this Thursday, January 26th, Rudy's Revelation. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment down below. If you don't like what I have to say, just let me know why and help me figure out how to better these podcasts. And follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Get Our Minds, Truth Social. Thanks, folks. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is all a conspiracy. No, you know that is a conspiracy there.